98.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. From the new Kenny Wayne Shepherd album, Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1. That track was called Ease My Mind, and Kenny Wayne is coming to the Palace Theater March 10th. March 10th at the Palace Theater for Kenny Wayne Shepherd. But you don't have to wait till March 10th to hear from him, because we've got him on the phone with us tonight. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, welcome to Courts in Session.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
So new album, new single, tour is underway. 2024 is shaping up to be a big Kenny Wayne Shepherd year.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. You know, the new record, Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1, it dropped the second week of November, and it's good to have a new record out because that means a new tour. So we're in the rehearsal stages right now for the new show, and we're going to change up the set list and feature some songs from the new record. And, you know, we got 3 decades worth of catalog to, you know, to pick songs from. So we got a lot of great material to put in the set list. And then we're going to hit the road. And, you know, Volume 1 for the record indicates that there is a Volume 2, and we've already finished that album. So that's going to be ready to go at whatever moment we feel is appropriate to release the follow-up album. So we got more music in the pipeline ready to go, and that's just going to keep us out on the road playing shows for the people for the next couple of years, which is what we love to do.
Well, that is terrific, because I've listened to the entire album. I'm a fan. I see you live. I have most of your albums. So many of our listeners love your music. So if Volume 2 is anything like what's just come out with Volume 1, we're in for a treat. But talking about that, you know, Kenny, when you first hit the scene, you were a fresh breath of air, because like so many of our listeners, we grew up in the 70s and the age of the guitar god, the Ritchie Blackmores, the Johnny Winters, the Eddie Van Halens, the Eric Claptons, and we got away from that, and you were a new breed of terrific guitarist. But you're not just a phenomenal guitarist. Anyone who listens to the new album knows you are a terrific songwriter. The breadth of your songwriting on this new album, Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1, is terrific. Why don't you tell us a little bit about writing the new album and where you created this music?
Well, we wrote the songs down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, at the legendary recording studio called Fame, where so many incredible records were recorded down there. So we went down there for a little inspiration, and we sat in the studio for 4 or 5 days and wrote basically all the material for Dirt on My Diamonds, Volumes 1 and Volumes 2, right? So that was pretty inspirational, and it helped kind of mold the direction of the sound of this record, which is a really contemporary-sounding record. I mean, blues is the foundation, as usual, but with all my records, you know, I strive to infuse, you know, something new and different into the music to try and make it sound current and something maybe unexpected, you know, and not so predictable. So I think we accomplished that with this record. Songwriting has always been something that's been really important to me, to write great songs that have, you know, not just a platform for me to play a guitar solo over, but something where we're telling a good story. We have a great vocal melody. We have a strong chorus. Stuff that'll stick in your head that people want to sing along to. I mean, I grew up around a radio station. My dad was a program director and DJ on, you know, the hottest radio stations in my hometown. So I grew up listening to the radio nonstop and constantly exposed to, you know, the kind of songs, you know, that were considered hit songs. And so when I started writing my own music, that was just part of the formula for me.
Well, that is terrific. So you come from basically a radio background.
Yeah. I mean, my dad, we went to every concert that came through town. He always had tickets and passes. We got to meet the bands. I was always backstage. I got to kind of see the behind the scenes of the touring industry. You know, I got to like help my dad. I would go to work with him and I would pull all of his music and his spots and I would run the board and stuff, you know, while he was working the microphone. And I learned about, you know, creating playlists and things like that and tempos and, you know, which songs play well going into which songs. And all of that stuff has helped me, you know, when it came to crafting, you know, my live performance and putting albums together and, you know, the sequence of the songs on the record and all of that stuff. So, you know, who knew when I was so young that I was soaking all this stuff up and it was going to play a big role in the artist that I was to become.
Well, that is just terrific. You know, Kenny, I have two teenage sons at home that tomorrow are going to say, Dad, how come we're not at the station with you? That's hilarious. But what a foundation. Well, talking about great songwriting that isn't just soloing and guitar techniques, let's play something brand new from Kenny Wayne Shepherd from Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1. This is You Can't Love Me, WRCT. 88.3 FM.
Comes down to is you can't love. can love me. If you don't love you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. And that terrific tune you just heard was called You Can't Love Me, brand new from Kenny Wayne Shepherd. New album is called Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1, and Kenny Wayne is coming to the Palace Theater in Greensburg, March 10th. But we've also got Kenny on the phone with us tonight. So, Kenny, you wrote this in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, to get some inspiration. You're talking about growing up around rock and roll and all these artists that your dad was playing on the radio. How much of that, how much of those memories go into your songwriting, the experiences that lead to creating this new album?
Well, I think to being exposed to so many different kinds of music, you know, because we listen to everything around my house. You know, my dad would, he loves funk and, you know, R&B and, you know, Southern rock and country and blues and just everything. So I think all of that growing up immersed in so many different kinds of music has certainly contributed to, you know, the sound of the music that I write and create. And that's, I think, what has given my music a little bit of a different sound than maybe some other artists, you know. And I appreciate that, you know, like there's so much of growing up in that radio environment that contributed, you know, that contributed to who I am as an artist, the songs that I write and record, the performances that I do on stage. And I think it was a unique experience, you know. It's just not something that not every kid grows up with a dad that's on the radio and constantly listening to so much music.
Well, March 10th at the Palace Theater, what can our listeners expect to see with the new set list and the new tour?
Well, we're actually working on that right now. So we're going to be featuring some songs for sure from the new album, Dirt on My Diamonds. I mean, we make new music because we want to play that for the people. But we also have 3 decades worth of catalog, you know, to choose from. So we have lots of great songs, lots of songs that were charted, you know, really high on mainstream rock radio back in the day and stuff too. So my goal is, you know, to put together a set list that is different enough from what we did last year and the year before that, that our returning customers, if you will, the fans that have seen us multiple times, the ones that saw us last year and are coming back again this year to see us, are going to get a new experience. So, you know, that's always my goal. And we have a lot of fans that have seen us, you know, like they send me letters all the time saying, this will be our 24th time seeing you play. And it's like, you know, you definitely want to give those people a new experience. So the good news is we have lots of great music to choose from, but it'll be an exciting blues-based rock and roll show with lots of great guitar solos, music that makes you feel good, and a lot of happy customers when the show's over.
Well, you can't ask for more than that. That's just terrific. We've got Kenny Wayne Shepherd on the radio with us tonight, and Kenny, it's that time. Why don't you take over the turntables? Our listeners love knowing what their favorite rock and roll stars listen to in their downtime. From Beethoven to Black Sabbath, any genre, pick a couple tunes and tell us why they're important to you, and we're going to play them right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, this one is this first one is short and sweet, and both of these artists are pretty predictable. For me, I mean, you know, for my fans, they're going to be, of course, he recommended these artists because these are some of my favorites. But this first one is short and sweet to the point, but I love this song because, you know, one of the things that I love about as much as I love playing guitar is I love automobiles. I'm a massive car fan. I'm a car lover. It's one of the things that I do in my spare time. And this is a song by the legendary band and my good friend Billy Gibbons, ZZ Top, doing a song called She Loves My Automobile.
That is great. Give us one more.
So the next song that I would recommend is, like, this is one of those songs that, like, it doesn't matter how many times I hear it or play it, because this is a song that we end every show that I've ever done since I first put my band together when I was 15 years old. And it's just one of those songs that never gets old. And to me, this is, like, one of the greatest guitar anthem songs ever written, and it's by Jimi Hendrix, and it's called Voodoo Child.
Jimi Hendrix, ZZ Top, you heard it from the mouth of Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He's coming to the Greensburg Palace Theater March 10th. New album is called Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1, and it is killer. Hey, Kenny Wayne, come on back. We want to have you back on the radio, and such a pleasure. Great to have you on Courts in Session.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to the next time.
I said, honey, why don't you ask me when we hit the outskirts of town?
We're trying to figure out something to play, but we only know about six songs right now. Seven. Nine. We're going to do the Praetorium, the Black Panthers national anthem.
Hey, look how cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hear ye, hear ye. The coat's in session. The coat's in session.
This is Sean Watson. If you like some of the music played on Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, you might also like my show. It's called A Minute Pause. It runs Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
The Guardian of the Waves. The Defender of the Faith. Courts in Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
We'll be right back.
going back to 1971 from a band that had a guy with a lot of blonde hair would become a legend, of course, talking about Rod Stewart. But that's not Rod Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. That is The Faces. Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones. Kenny Jones, who would replace Keith Moon in The Who after Keith passed away. Ian McLagan, who would also play with the Stones and Bob Dylan. And Ronnie Lane, The Faces, from the album A Nod as Good as a Wink to a Blind Horse. Going out to Chris, listening online at WRCT.org in Mount Lebanon. So you're listening to Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. And again, Sunday nights at 11. If you missed the Kenny Wayne Shepherd interview, well, you can hear a replay of it this Sunday night at 11. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Your calls, your requests are what makes this show so much fun. This hour of Courts in Session is brought to you by our friends at Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, hip-hop, and so much more. Attic Records is independently owned, and they purchase used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records, located at 513 Grand Avenue, that's 513 Grand Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, you can give them a call at 412-821-8484 or visit their website at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. Attic Records, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. And if you're interested in underwriting for Courts in Session or any of the great shows here on WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So don't go anywhere. In a little bit, we're giving away tickets to tomorrow night's Guess Who show at the Palace Theater in Greensburg, and it's close to a sellout, but I got a pair of tickets I'm going to be giving away just a few minutes. But guys, it's that time. It's time for this week's Guilty Pleasure, coming to you from Assunta in Highland Park. She told me she loves this song. She told me her husband hates this song, but she doesn't like to admit that she loves it. Well, that's what the Guilty Pleasure Song of the Week's all about. Songs you love, but you don't want to really admit it. Going back to 1991, this thing was a blockbuster, and I never dreamed I'd be playing it on the radio. Assunta, going out to you. These are three brothers called Hanson. This is Mop.
Oh yeah. just can't sort it out. Do you want someone to tell you what they think it's all about? Are you the one and only who said it?
Do. but a doodle do.
Going out by request to Terry in Crafton. He says he keeps WRCT on his radio all the time. Terry, I like hearing that. Kiss, going back to the Dynasty album, Sure Know Something. Before that, the latest from Brian Setzer, A Doodle Do. What a doodle do. New music from Rick Emmett of Triumph. If you heard that acoustic version of Magic Power, and you were going crazy and saying, what is this? Well, it's brand new. The album is entitled Then Again, All Acoustic Triumph. Solo album from Rick Emmett, and we're going to be featuring that in the weeks to come because I know the phone calls are going to start coming. New Rick Emmett, Magic Power. And we open up with a guilty pleasure of the week going out to Highland Park. And it's a pretty good song, I'll admit it too. Hanson, Mbop, guilty pleasure. What are we going to have next week? Well, that's up to you. You can give me a call here at the station, 412-268-9728. You can email me, wrct@ericjacksonlurie.com. And you can direct message me on Instagram @ericjacksonlurie. What's your pick for an upcoming week for the Guilty Pleasure song? A lot of fun. So did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or cat within the next year, but there are still over 2.5 million pets losing their lives in shelters? The percentage of pets in homes adopted from animal shelters and rescue groups has risen in the last 2 years, and statistics show that euthanasia of shelter pets is down since 2009. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. The best thing to happen to a shelter pet, be that person, adopt. Brought to you by WRCT and the ShelterPetProject.org. So I mentioned earlier that the Rolling Stones were at number 2 on our top 10 list this week for the most requested new music that we're playing here at the station. But this next song, I've gotten 3 requests for it tonight. Going out to Mark and Greentree, Tammy and Fox Chapel, Rick and Cindy in Danville, Illinois, listening online at WRCT.org. Well, if you like the Outlaws, you love Billy Crane, former lead guitarist, and he's got a new single. Number 1 most requested song here at the station. Number 1 most requested song here at Courts in Session. This is brand new from Billy Crane. Something Worth Fighting For. And keep it right here at top of the hour. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Guess Who concert tomorrow night.
I'm alone. Say, hold the phone, boy. This is Derek Sharp of the Guess Who, and you are listening to the one and only Eric Jackson Lurie on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Get back to great radio.
I should laugh, but I cry because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize. I go alone now, calling your name after losing at the game. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years, the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing.
All right, fifth caller, WRCT here. 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. Wins a pair of tickets to see the Guess Who tomorrow night at the Palace Theater.
Would you laugh at me?
Sits all alone with his head down on the throne and he's crying. The court had stood him up until they've had enough of his crying. Simple trick of rhetoric, like blood from a
scientist who melted to ash from his crown.